Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Thanks for dropping in for the replay of last Sunday night's live call-in show where we talk about the annual pass levels. We discuss what level are you going to buy in for your annual pass, if you are, when the passes become available this week. We also dive into Run Disney Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend. We talk a little bit about that with listener Crystal from up in Chicago. This will be her first in-person Run Disney event. We get all of her thoughts and excitement on that. We also talk about the awesome medals for Marathon Weekend 2022, why these might be the most special medals ever that Run Disney's put out, and much more news of the week. And take your calls and have a lot of fun. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great services they offer you for absolutely no additional cost. You're going to pay the exact same booking with the Magic for Less as you would booking directly through Disney. And you're going to get concierge level service with that trip. You're going to get some booking bonuses with select packages and much more. So check out all the details over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. One extra click means a lot to us. So bookmark it and use it as often as you can. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons who continue to support the show, allowing us to put it out all around the world 3 to 4 times a week. It's because of your support we can keep this show going. If you'd like a bonus show every week called Mike in the Midwest, just join us on Patreon over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the BOGP Open Line. I hope you're having a great Sunday evening. If you're tuned in live here on Facebook and or YouTube, or if you're listening to the show on the feed, happy Thursday to you. And we hope you're doing well. We are getting together here to take your calls and talk Disney on the BOGP Open Line, otherwise known as You, Me, and Scotty G. We're recording this show on Sunday night, September 5th, 2021, Labor Day weekend here in the States. So hope you are having a nice break from work and getting to enjoy some time with friends and family. And speaking of friends, my good buddy's joining us right now. We have from up in the mitten, he's mastering all forms of golf, apparently. Not just, he's a great mini golf player. He plays a lot of golf. And apparently this afternoon, a little disc golf. Your friend and mine, hashtag Scotty G. What's up, Scott?
Hey, happy to be here. Yeah, got out the old discs today and was in the woods. it was a beautiful day for it, I will say. If I had to rank my talents at all three of them, disc golf would be the worst of the three. But happy to be here. Happy to see our football teams both 1-0, too. That's a big start to the Labor Day weekend right here.
That's right. Real quick, shout out to Chris Bach in the live chat here. He is a season ticket holder for the Mizzou Tigers. And as I saw his Instagram post, he was about 2 sections over from me. Didn't know it, but hey, we got a big win. No, actually, that was somebody else. That was Jeremy Hughes. Okay, so sorry, Chris. I know you were down at the... Nobody cares, but you were at the south end zone. So
I think he cares.
Yeah, he cares. He had the good seats. I was in the cheap bleachers right behind the band. So I'm just saying, but it was a good game, and we're just glad to be back. Because you guys, you're in the Big Ten. We'll promise we're talking Disney in just a second. But you guys, first time having fans. Well, you guys weren't at home. You were in Chicago. You're playing Northwestern. Yep. But it was good to see Big Ten have fans because the SEC had some fans last year, but you guys had none.
It was good to see fans. It was good to see. There were some rough Big Ten games. That Wisconsin-Penn State game.
I listened to that game on the way to the Mizzou game. I was like, I kept telling my wife. Oh, you know, I'm sorry. Cover your ears. I was like, this is such a Big Ten game. It's zip at halftime. Nobody's going to score.
Yeah. How about that? What was the Clemson Georgia game?
Yeah, that's true. Poor Mike Bankhead kept texting me during the game.
I know. He was there.
He's like, I didn't know if we'd win, but I sure didn't see us getting shut out. You know, Mike's the nicest guy in the world. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. It's not
only touchdown was a defensive touchdown. Right? Crazy. Well, I wasn't expecting that.
That was pretty bad. Anyway, okay, so we're going to talk Disney and we're going to hit the news of the week. I have some news over at themouseforless.com that we're going to talk about. But first, Scott and I were talking about this before we hit record for the show today. I think the big reveal, because Disney's been doing this thing on social media where they're counting down. I think they went from 50 days down. They're going to go down to 0 to the 50th anniversary at Walt Disney World. And today apparently was day 26 until the 50th. And so clever, props to Disney social media on this. They said on the 26 days before the 50th anniversary, How about we drop the medals for marathon weekend 26.2? Scott, what did you think when you saw the medals?
So just to give a little background on our side conversation, I did a 11-mile training run this weekend. Wasn't feeling very good about it. Was disappointed in my efforts. And I was like, I don't even know if I can do dopey. Like, I might not even go. Like, I was like, you know, that happens to runners sometimes. We're right. Just like really down on ourselves. And then this morning I fire up the social media and see those medals. And I'm like, yep, I'm back, baby. those medals are sweet. And I was telling Elizabeth, like, they're once in a lifetime medals. She's like, well, that's how all run Disney medals are. Like, yeah, I know. But these are like tied to the 50th. You know, like, these are like the coolest medals I've ever seen.
Right. I thought the same thing, because what they are, I mean, the Run Disney medals are always fun. They have some kind of a theme, usually like a villain, like I think Wine and Dine's villains. And, you know, some weekends at Marathon Weekend have had, you know, specific themes. But with these, like you said, it's tied into the 50th. It's tied into a specific point in time. And the iridescent thing is kind of the 50th theme overall. So all the merchandise kind of has that tied in. So Run Disney's tied into the bigger Walt Disney World resort celebration. And just on top of that, these medals are just, they are really, I mean, I put my medals on the wall, but I don't like look at them every day. You know, they just walk past them here in the basement. But it's one of those things, like, those things are really sweet looking. Like,
I might get a medal rack just for those.
I might get one just a separate back. Yeah, just a separate rack, because they're that cool looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah. I mean, they're super cool. There's the spinner that they've been doing this the last few years with. Everyone knows, I think a lot of people know on this show, like, Minnie is my favorite. I love Minnie Mouse. So I was kind of bummed when they moved her off the 10K and brought in Oswald. But she still gets love on the marathon medal now with Mickey. And they've been doing like spinners with those. And like the spinner looks super cool. Daisy's going to be featured on the half marathon medal for the 25th anniversary of that race. So they're super cool. I want them all now.
That's right. I'm so glad that I've, you know, this is going to be something that's going to keep us, I think, all of us accountable and motivated here moving into January, because this is kind of the hard time to train because it's still hot in most places in the country. It's the beginning of the training session. Once we get into, say, November, at least your body's kind of acclimated. It cools off training. I think it's a little bit easier as we get into the fall. So put a picture of those medals on your desk or something, bedside table, whatever it takes to get you out of bed and get you on that training run.
Yeah, that's I'm not getting swept, yo. I've just seen those medals.
You know how I feel about it. We've had arguments, so I'm just saying. Anyway, okay, so Friday, Ricky and I kind of broke down the annual pass levels. I don't know if we talked about this last week. Did we? I can't remember. We have the four levels of the annual pass, three of them exclusive to Florida residents, one only. No, because I was going to talk to you because you're a DVC member. Only one, like where I am, I'm in Missouri, so I only have the option to get, and I love these names, I got to make sure I get my Incredipass, which is incredibly expensive. But I mean, what do you got to do if you're buying a pass that gets you in Walt Disney World 365 days a year, no blackouts? I mean, I get it. So what did you think when you read this? Because you're a DVC member, so I think you have two options. I have one.
Yeah. So I usually do the DVC, the former one, or my current pass is called the Gold Pass. And that's always worked really well for us. There's been blackout dates, and they're usually like around Christmas and spring break. But with this, they've like removed the spring break dates and moved it to Thanksgiving, which stings a little bit for me, Mike, because my wife's birthday is around Thanksgiving. Right. You know, we get like 5 days off of school around that time. I just love doing the Thanksgiving trips because it really gets me into the spirit of Christmas, really. Usually you celebrate Thanksgiving, then boom, it's Christmas, you know? So I'm actually kind of bummed about that. Not going to lie. I mean, I will probably still get that pass.
I was going to say, is that enough, though, to bump you from $8.99 to $12.99 for the Incredipass? That's
three.
The thing is, there's a lot of math with this because I've been talking with guests who are Florida residents, right? And they get Florida resident passes. I book their hotels for them, but they've been saying, you know, they're looking at AP options where they'll buy one of the cheaper options, but they like to go at Christmas, like you said. And there's people looking at buying cheaper annual passes, but saying, we're still going to buy like 4 day hoppers over Christmas because we still want to go, but it's cheaper to have an annual pass and buy tickets even during that year, during the blackout periods, which I've never had blackout periods. I mean, I always, you know, I have to buy the high level pass cause I'm out of state, but it's incredibly complex at this point to see where you're going to land. People are asking, well, how many days now is it to get into the parks to get an annual pass? It is so hard to say at this point. I mean, because we don't know about future annual pass room discounts, you know, and stuff like that. So,
It stung a little bit for me, even as a DVC member, because there's been years where Marathon is really kind of bumped into like right after New Year's, right? Where we've gone down, our families have gone down for New Year's. And then, so what I did there is I just upgraded to the pass. So it didn't sting as much, you know, you're just upgrading that one time. You're already in for like the older cost of the pass, but like the price jump is significant now. So it's going to be, I'm going to have to make some decisions, Mike. Like normally I just like go with it, you know, like, oh yeah, I'll pay for that. But like, it's going to be tough. I know it's going to, I'm glad I have that option for DVC. Like I know for you, you only had the one option, which is kind of a bummer, right? So I'm obviously that's the route you're going to go, where I'll kind of have to make some decisions on blackout dates.
Well, I hate to say this because this is exactly what Disney wants us to do. I think is that, I mean, with only one pass available for me, that kind of takes it all out of my hands, right? I have to buy the IncrediPass because I don't have to. I could go with Magic Your Way tickets if it would make sense, but with, you know, running all these races and going down for, you know, usually 7 to 10 nights over the summer with the family. I mean, it is worth it. I mean, because you got to buy Magic Your Way tickets anyway. And if you keep buying 4 or 5 sets of those over a year, you're going to come out ahead with the annual pass. But one of those things is, you know, and this is how Disney, I think, wants us to think, but it's so terrible when you think about it, is that I just kind of hand them the credit card, make the transaction, and try not to think about it too much. You know, because if you think about, like, I mean, $12.99. Like, what could you buy for $12.99? And then you're going to probably be doing it for $14.99 next year, you know, or probably $12.99. Hopefully there'll be some kind of renewal discount, slight discount thing. But it's just one of those things. Like, I want, you know, I want to have it. It's expensive. But, I mean, you could worry yourself to death over it. And as long as you have the means that you can make it happen and sacrifice on some other things, stay in a value hotel, something like that. You can't dwell on it, or else you'll never have fun for the next year. If you're thinking about all the, you know, if you keep thinking about, oh man, I spent all that money, then all your trips are going to be like, oh well, am I getting my value? Which you need to, but I'm just kind of torn up inside. I just want to make the transaction and go have fun for a year.
Yeah. Hey, so there is like a bargain somewhere in here. I didn't listen to the podcast you and Ricky just recorded, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating information here, but like the water parks and sports for $99 is a steal. Good deal.
Yeah, you're exactly right there.
Because like you get both water parks, which is awesome. I like how it's a la carte now for that, but like all the other benefits. So there's the miniature golf.
What about, Okay. So what about the memory maker though? Like that's always been included. Yeah. So the thing is they've got all the runners. I mean, as long as running fixtures, God help us if hopefully they don't send that out to a third party like it used to be. Cause right. I paid $260 for my dopey pictures that first year. Cause it wasn't part of
my marathon.
Dude, $260 for one race weekend. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously I'm going to add that on, which I'm paying another $100 for something that I wasn't paying for. I mean, I don't mean to be negative, but it's one of those things like they're digital assets and they get shared all over social media. Like this is a bone Disney could throw us and it would kind of be mutually beneficial.
Did you see what else was included in the sports? So there was the mini golf before 4, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's tough to golf mini golf before 4 sometimes though, right? I mean, it's hot. But depending on if the park hours are still later, it's a good thing to do on an Epcot day. You know, you go mini golf and then boom, you go to Epcot. But then the other thing, Mike, is Oak Trail is part of that. You can play unlimited golf at Oak Trail, which is unreal to me.
So I had never seen Oak Trail till we played the Magnolia that day.
Yep.
And I mean, it's a walking course. Is it a par three course?
It's a 9-hole walking course.
Yeah. But are they all par threes?
I don't think they're all par threes. I think it's like a normal like par 36 for 9 holes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, shoot, if that's you're like, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you're our local too, oh my god, like that's like buying a golf membership for $100. Like that's a steal right there.
And so, apparently too, because I saw it too when we were there, that this is why I love like doing stuff, because I'm not a golfer, but I was glad to play golf with you and Wade, and shout out to Wade who's on the course right now listening to the show, which that's awesome, up in Nebraska. But I got to see stuff that I wouldn't see otherwise. I saw Shades of Green. I saw this Oak Trail golf course, and they have something called foot golf. Yep. And I saw the goals. Like, I mean, you like say you're not a golfer, but you have a kid that you are yourself, you know, you're like some kind of soccer player, you know, former soccer player back in the glory days. Apparently you can play, you know, some instead of, you know, you're shooting a ball into a hole, there's like a goal and you just kick the ball. So
I saw it today. The course I played today that's like on our house here has foot golf. I almost actually hit a golf shot into it. I asked Elizabeth, like, would that have counted if I would have made that?
So, I mean, the thing is, we're all Disney fans. If you're listening to the show, you're probably going to you know, buy at some level that you are able to. Our Florida friends, of course, they're going to have more options because they have more flexibility. I mean, it's in their backyard. And here's the thing. I was, you know, this, over the last week, I've been thinking about this. I mean, I wouldn't think, now this is going to sound bad because we've kind of gotten used to this, but I, you know, originally, like when you get an annual pass or a season pass to a Six Flags, I would think it's made mostly for locals. But I think what happened is maybe, you know, the economy got good enough over the past decade or 15 years that it was kind of becoming common for folks like me in St. Louis to have my entire family in St. Louis has an annual pass to Orlando. Same for you in Lansing, Michigan, where, yeah, I mean, we go enough, so it makes sense for us, but it's just one of those things that's kind of crazy. We don't have a season pass to Six Flags, which is 30 minutes away, but we had a family of four with season passes or annual passes to Orlando. So, who knows?
DVC members are just coming for free. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I said that because they used to, right? I mean, if you're paying all that money, I mean, $20,000-$30,000 investment, yeah, kind
of. That was well before my time, but I could see why they would have gotten rid of that. That's a lot of free annual passes right there.
It is. So anyway, we could talk about that forever. So hey, you want to talk about what's included in annual passes and what you get, what you don't, where you're going? Are you going to buy annual passes? You're going to try Magic Your Way tickets? Let us know in just a second. You know, Wade in the live chat says price jump is huge. Maybe making decisions as well. If we all get them, he said it might be just him. That's what I'm thinking, is it might be just me. You know, like I always just kind of bought them for all four of us. Definitely won't get one for Paige because she's always, you know, she's up in the, you know, I would, but her travel and, you know, she's going to be 25. So she may not be going on vacations with us.
We're definitely going to do just one memory maker because the three of us are normally together anyway. And we all like kind of share Disney Experience account on our app. Like we all have it on our phone, but we all use like my login basically. So we only need to have one.
Well, here's the question. Here's another question. Somebody brought up, I think, an email, one of our listener questions that came in the inbox. And I don't know if we've gotten to it. It might be for this week. You know how, like, right now, we're all, like, you and I are connected to Pam and Ricky and all kinds of friends that we have down in Florida. We have probably 50 or 60 people on friends and family on My Disney Experience. And we see everybody's picture. Like, when Ricky goes, I see all of her senior pictures. I'm like, oh, Lord, Ricky's at Walt Disney World again with that, you know, she's got on.
The good thing is you can filter those out.
But. No, but I gotta see them because I gotta show them to Pam. Like, oh, she's got an Orange Bird dress. Oh, she's got Spaceship Earth on today. I mean, God love her. It's awesome. She's like in her happy place. But the thing is, like, is that going to continue? So technically, like, if you had a memory maker, I would, you know, like, I would be good. Ricky would be good. I they're going to have to cut that kind of cheat out, I would think.
I would think so, or else they're losing hundreds and thousands of dollars.
They're not losing that much. It's a digital asset. Come on.
You're going to see someone on a sign walking in the Magic Kingdom like, here's my login. Let's become friends.
You laugh. I don't know if you remember back in the day on the Diz boards. They had something called a fridge swap. Do you remember that?
I recall. I did it. Coronado Springs still does this.
Do that? Okay. People, we did it way back in the day at Pop Century. So what it was, for all those people that aren't old timers like me, the Diz boards, I think it's still there. It's a V bulletin, like you know, user forum from all over the place. They have threads on every topic you could imagine. Back in the day, the hotels didn't have refrigerators. And so the way this works is, I can't believe this is true. Somebody bought like the initial fridge, okay, like the mini fridge, like a college dorm fridge. I have one behind me. And so you put your sodas in it and whatever, keep your stuff cold during your trip. What happened was, it was like, so you would get on this thread for this fridge swap, and you would sign up. You'd be like, okay, we're going to be there July 7th to the 12th. And you would sign up for it. And then they would, so whoever had it before you would leave it at Bell Services with your name on it, like, fridge for Rahman family checking in July 7th. Then when I was done, I had to just put it back to Bell Services and put the next person's name on it. This thing went around for years. And the thing was, like, when we got it, it came with like all kinds of goodies. Like, it was a box where they had like paper plates, cups, forks, spoons, peanut butter. Like, it was great. Yeah. It was the craziest thing ever. It was like humanity helping each other.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty sure Coronado Springs has like a group where they do that too. It's like a cooler or something that they just pass on to like the next family for whatever. Like, I mean, not that you really need that anymore. I think it's like a fun little surprise. Right, like, we'll leave like some goodies for them or something as they're like tagging in the next family. It's kind of fun.
I just love talking about stuff like that because if you're new to the whole Disney thing, you're like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, right. I am not kidding you because we did it one time. And it was actually because I was like, that thing is not going to be there when I just kept telling Pam, I was like, This thing can't be true. I went down to Bell Services. Like, do we have a fridge back there with our name on it? Like, yes, sir. Here it is. It came out the fridge. Like, do you want us to bring this down on a cart? I'm like, yeah, because it's got so much stuff with it. And then, you know, gave it back. So
at that point, Bell Services just should be smart at that point and just start putting it in the next family's room, right?
Oh my God, it was the craziest thing. So yeah, the old fridge swap. So that was fun. Okay, next news story real quick, and then we'll open up the phone lines. We got two more. Let me ask you about this. I'm over on the mouse for less, Scott. And we got more Disney news about Kite Tales over at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Like, on a scale of 0 to 10 for this thing, I'm a 0. Like, I mean, like, I'm rivers of light excited for this thing. Maybe I got to go see it. And I don't mean to be mean because I'm positive. But kites,
I forgot this was actually part of October 1st's, like, events. Because, like, I didn't make an Animal Kingdom theme park pass. And now I'm like, man, do I make one to check it out? Like, well, see, I don't
when I saw this, I canceled mine. I'm just kidding. No, I think I do have one at some point. I don't even know. I didn't look. I just made sure that like first and second were important, you know, where we need to be. Yeah. But let me read the story. So when Disney announced what was new for the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary, one of the new shows kind of fell under the radar. Kind of easy to happen when they also discussed two new fireworks shows. Disney's Kite Tales will be a brand new daytime show that will take place at the Discovery River Theater at Disney's Animal Kingdom. This show is going to kick off on October 1. It's going to take place several times a day. The show will feature a team of performers with oversized props and kites that feature some of your favorite Disney animal friends from your favorite films like The Little Mermaid, A Bug's Life, and Finding Nemo. In addition, the show will also include watercraft pulling dynamic kite trains and huge three-dimensional kites that look like characters from films like The Lion King and The Jungle Book. These kites, some as large as 30 feet in length, will be inflated as they move through the air. This will allow your favorite characters to soar. As guests watch, they'll be treated to original world beat arrangements of favorite Disney tunes. And there is a link to the preview over on the Mouse for Less. I don't know why I think this is so funny. I mean, like, I shouldn't be like this, but it's just like,
it's going to be epic. I hope it is the way you're like building it up right now. Like, it's going to turn out to be this most awesome thing.
It probably will be.
I'm going to get a shirt with like your face on it and be like, I love Disney Kite Tales.
I traveled 1,021 miles for Kite Tales. No, it's just, I get it. Right. It's something that's animal friendly. They can't do fireworks. And Carolyn makes up a great point in the live chat. It sounds adorable for kids. I'll be honest. When I was a kid, and I still do kind of, this is the weird thing is if somebody's flying a kite at the park, I'll watch that sucker. And I love flying kites. I don't know why this is so weird.
I know it's 1,021 your distance from your door.
It is. Well, it used to be the old house. It was my door to Pop Century.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Mine, I think it's kind of funny because it's like, cause like when I'm in town or when I'm at Walt Disney World, I'll go and find my friends and like, see where my brother is or whatever. And almost doesn't matter. Like wherever I am or wherever he is, it's 999 miles.
You're saying you're at the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
That's spooky. Okay, last thing. This is the question we got for years. No kidding, years. Space 220. We have an opening date. It's going to open on September 20th, which as we record, that's 15 days from today. And if I'm not mistaken, ADRs have not opened.
Right? I haven't seen ADRs. I haven't heard anything about ADRs. I kind of wish... I mean, this sounds terrible because I obviously want to get the restaurant open. You know, we're going to have the holidays coming. You got the 50th. But, like, I wish they kind of would have waited for February 20th, you know, for next year.
Right. Yeah, that would have made sense. But, I mean, they can make all the money for the holiday season. So, right. You know, it'll open and they'll be like, oh, yeah, premium pricing for holidays. But, I mean, I'm super excited for this one. We've heard it's confirmed. It's signature. Excuse me, signature, right?
I don't know anything about menus or anything regarding this. I just... know like how you enter the elevator and that's about it. It's kind of weird like to want to be spoiler free on a restaurant, but that's kind of what I'm trying to do here because like I want to like go in and like not know what the experience is going to be like, you know?
See, I'm always like that. I always try to stay spoiler free, but this sucker, like it was a myth. It was like vaporware. It wasn't going to happen.
Right.
So I started looking into it, but it says it's fine dining. Lunch is going to offer a two course prefix menu. And there's a three course prefix menu for dinner. And unique beverages ranging from fine wine to atmospheric cocktails and more. Yeah, this is signature.
It's going to be awesome, Mike, when, like, I don't know, 6 months from now, you're talking about how much you enjoy Kite Tales, but don't enjoy the Space 220.
I'd be so sad. I'd be so, you know what? I could like Kite Tales. I'm not saying I won't like, it's the artist picture. Like, it just looks so goofy. And here's the thing. It's that theater, because did you ever see Jungle Book? I think I saw it.
I was with you when we saw Jungle Book.
Was that the one where they made the ushers dance?
Yes. And there was like that weird, like, because we ended up doing that like on our like attraction photos the rest of that trip.
I think I'm scarred for that theater, because I mean, I get it. Like, some people are in entertainment and they're great at dancing, and I'm not. Like, if I had to be working in that theater, I would be an usher. And the reason I'd be an usher is because I'm not really a good dancer. But they had all of a sudden the ushers became part of the show and they're all dancing, and I felt bad. Like, it was strange. So we'll see.
It was.
Anyway, that's the news over at themouseforless.com. So if you want to give us a call and talk about how excited you are for Kite Tales, how shocked you are for your annual pass options for 2022. Actually, those go on sale on September 8th. So today's the 5th, so Wednesday, I guess. I'm just glad I have my annual pass now for at least into 2022. So I don't have to make any decisions right now.
I'm in April, I think. So I can get through all these Run Disney races.
That's why I think I am. When did I go back? I don't even know. I got to look it up on My Disney Experience. All right, we have a first call. Let's get to it. And first call of the night. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Fulton. How you doing?
Good, Fulton. What's going on? How you doing?
Doing just fine.
All right.
I'm just getting ready for my talent show today.
Oh, your talent show. What are you doing for your talent? What did you tell us last week? I can't remember.
Well, I'm going to be doing it on Facebook Live tonight.
So what's the show? What are we doing?
Well, I'm going to be singing on the talent show. It's the prize is like $100.
Dang.
Nice.
I can't sing, so I don't have a chance. But
Or dance.
Too. I can't dance. I mean, I try to dance, but I'm not good. What song are you singing?
I'm Still Standing by Taron Egerton, Roy Elton John.
Nice. So what time is it? At 7 o'clock, or well, you're in Eastern time? Is it?
Well, it was supposed to be today, but they switched the time to 7:45.
Oh, did we lose him?
No, he's here. You can't hear him? I got him. So, I can still hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So, well, hey, you have to come by the chat and drop a link when you're done. Oh, I just lost Scott.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, we'll do that.
Anyways, Mike, me and my girlfriend, Caitlin, our 6-year anniversary on September 15th on Wednesday.
Oh, congratulations.
Yep.
You going to do anything fun?
Yeah, if you guys want to do something. Well, I was thinking I could take her out to dinner and a movie, because that's what she likes.
That'd be a good idea.
I mean, that would be a good thing to do.
I haven't been to the movie since I saw Last Jedi. That's the last movie I saw in a theater forever ago. So you should go see a movie with her.
Yeah. Well, I was supposed to get, well, I have a job at Regal in Novosville, and I'm going to be working at pretty soon.
Oh, that's cool. Don't work too hard, though. That's the whole trick.
I mean, I don't want to work too hard.
No,
so
that's it. That's the whole thing. Work hard enough, but don't work too hard.
So. Yep.
Well, I'm going to cut you loose. Are you
excited for the 50th anniversary?
Oh, I'm so excited. It's happening. Like, it's in 3 weeks.
Yep, 3 weeks.
Yep, I'll be taking lots of pictures.
We're actually 1 more month away, so we're close to that.
So close. Got the camera ready.
And I heard that it's going to be on TV this year. I'm not.
They're doing a special, I think, with that lady who was on Sabrina the Teenage Werewolf or Teenage Witch. She's hosting it. So, there's going to be a 50th special on ABC.
Right.
So,
do you, Mike, do you know Will Scott from the Today Show?
Yes. I heard he passed away yesterday.
Yep.
That's sad. Yeah, he was kind of the weatherman when I was growing up. He was, fun fact about Willard Scott, he was the very first Ronald McDonald in a commercial.
He was?
Yeah.
Who's supposed to be the clown? Is he like, I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter. He was the very first Ronald McDonald. And don't look at that picture. It was scary. I mean, it was the scariest looking crowd of clown ever because it was like a clown from the 50s.
Mike, I've shown you my Ronald McDonald photo.
Don't
right?
you? Yes. Yeah, Scott has a great Ronald McDonald photo. Do not look at it ever because it will be in your brain forever and you'll never sleep. Ever. I'm just saying.
Oh, geez.
We'll post it tonight somewhere.
It'll be I don't want to get scared on that.
We're gonna post it. I'm gonna repost it. So look at any of our social media. We'll get it up there for you. We're gonna cut you loose, but hey, good luck in your talent show. We'll talk to you next Sunday night.
All right, sounds good.
Go win that $100.
I will.
Okay, see you later.
So I can come to Disney to see you guys.
That's
so.
Right. That'd be great. All right, take care. Have a good week, buddy.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Happy Labor Day.
Yep, happy Labor Day. Thing is, I'm laboring on Labor Day.
I like that question in the chat about we're looking for a fun restaurant recommendation in Disney Springs for dinner in November with a 15 or 11-year-old. I like Raglan Road.
Raglan Road? I haven't been there in ages.
There's some entertainment. It's a pretty good menu. They have a great hamburger. I was thinking Raglan Road would be a good option.
Not very adventurous, though. Can they find something that's kind of basic at Raglan Road besides...
I think so.
I don't know. Well, we have our next caller. Maybe they can help us out. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, it's Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, what's going on? Happy Labor Day weekend.
Thank you. I don't have any advice on Raglan Road. My husband ditched me last time and left me with the kids and went there with his brother the last time they tried Raglan Road. But they had fun, supposedly.
I've been there. I've only been there once years and years ago, and I think I had bangers and mash, which I didn't know really what that was, but it was good. I still don't really know what it is, but it was good.
I think it's fun. I think kids would enjoy it, like with the dancing on stage. True. Like I think it could be fun.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good pick.
Yeah. I just did my ADRs yesterday, and we got the boathouse for our Disney Springs Day. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so we talk about
that, and that's our.
We talk about Boathouse on tomorrow's show with a guest that was on the Monday show, and he was talking. He's Evan. He hosts another Disney podcast, and him and I are both on the same wavelength. We're kind of cheap, and so Boathouse is kind of expensive. But yeah. We both said you can go to the Boathouse, have great food, great atmosphere, get the sliders, and they're awesome. Those filet sliders, and they're not that expensive.
Oh yeah,
that's our hack. Yeah,
yeah. The lobster bisque is really good too. Like I can eat that any time of the day.
I haven't had that. Scott, what's your favorite? What's your favorite over Boathouse? I know you're a big fan of that.
So I love to get the Gibson Burger at Boathouse.
That we talked about the Gibson Burger,
so
too.
The Gibson Burger is awesome. I get it with the fries, and I like to get a mac and cheese for the table because it seems like a weird combination, right? But like I love their mac and cheese as well. So it's an awesome. And then you got all the rolls. Like, oh, my God, I'm so ready for Boathouse right now.
Oh, my God. I talked about the rolls. Those rolls. I said they're as good as Texas Roadhouse, which was a compliment, by the way. Coming from my world. So what's going on? What do you think about all this news? APs, kite tails, all that stuff. What's up with all this?
Well, kite tails does seem really cute. Like, I don't know. I'm sure it'll be an enjoyable show. I've got three little boys, so I'm sure they'll like it. APs, I've never had one before, so it's not hurting me as much. I probably won't get one for sure now. But yeah, I mean, honestly, if I had the means to get to Disney World often, I'd do it. But it does. I do. That was like the one memory maker was like the one thing that I'd be like, man, that's totally worth it. An AP.
Right.
And now that that's gone, that's kind of like, oh, well.
See,
other than that, yeah.
You mentioned Memory Maker, and the thing is, I like it just where I don't have to make a decision, right? It's just there. You get those pictures. And especially, you know, I would say, I don't know, 10 years ago to get some kind of digital, you know, to get your photos, it was more physical. It was printing your pictures. It was more of a labor-intensive kind of thing. Right now with Disney, I mean, you have a lot of people who have annual passes, and the people who have annual passes tend to be, I don't know, maybe I'm totally looking at it from just like a tunnel vision, but I mean, when Scott's there, he has an annual pass. When I'm there, I have an annual pass. We're posting a lot of our trips online. So there's a lot of people seeing, hey, that looks kind of fun to ride that Splash Mountain ride, or that meal at Homecoming looks so good. I got to check that out sometime. I just think that it's, you know, we're still going to buy it, so they're going to come out ahead. Disney's winning. But the thing is, like, it's mutually beneficial for everybody to have that ability to get these really good pictures to share on social media. I don't, you know.
And I hope people still buy it. Because my concern is, too, like, I was talking to Beth about this the other day, like, I worry about the PhotoPass photographers, right? Like, we have some great friends, Mike, that are PhotoPass photographers, and I just worry about, like, cutting cast jobs, you know? That's always, like, a fear of mine, you know? I love the cast members at Walt Disney World, and they're going to make this, like, a extra charge. Like, I just worry, like, how many people are going to buy it and what that's going to do to our PhotoPass photographers.
I agree. I always feel that way, too, Scott. I hate when, you know, when jobs are lost. Like, so if that's the case, then, yeah, that'll really upset me, too. But we always buy PhotoPass on our trip. So I'm hoping that, you know, that pass holders who are annual pass holders or future annual pass holders, I hope they still get it too, because we always, and you know what, we barely stop for the photo passes. Like if there's a long line, we're like, whatever, you know, but if there's like a short line, we always come up with like 300 photos. It could be like a 3-day trip and like 300 photos. So and there's always like such great photos. We went with, our last trip was in April, and I went with my sister-in-law, who's never been, and she was just amazed with all the photos that we came. You don't even need, you know, you don't even need to take a photo album or anything like that. It's just, they're all like really, really precious photos. So I will keep getting photo packs. And speaking of which, we're doing our first in-person race for Wine and Dine in November.
Yes.
And I had a question about, so we're doing the after party. We got 3 extra tickets for our kids. We're doing the 2-course challenge, my husband, Matt, and I. So we, you know, already get an in for the post-race party. And I've seen that you can get into Epcot at 5, starting at 5. So we're like, well, let's, you know, we're not going to buy a ticket then. We're just going to, you know, go with the tickets we already have and just buy the kids and things. But we really wanted to ride Remy's. So it's really sad that it's, you know, the virtual queue. And this is all new for us, and probably you too, because we've never, you know, had the experience of, you know, a virtual queue in Epcot, and not during a post-race party. But I was wondering, like, what do you guys think? Like, do you think that, like, people going to the post-race party would be able to ride Remy's?
I think it'd be smart to have it open.
I mean, you technically don't. Yeah. But you can't like try to get into the virtual queue because technically you don't have a ticket for Epcot that day, like a park ticket. So I'm like, oh my goodness, we've been.
Really what it is though, it's a hard ticket event. It's like a after hours event at the Magic Kingdom is basically how this is going to be.
Yeah.
I would think seen by like Disney systems, right? You're going in on a hard ticket rather than a Magic Your Way or an annual pass. And I would think, again, this is new territory, right? I mean, I don't think we've ever had a situation where there's a hard ticket event at a park that has a virtual queue attraction. So, here's the thing I've heard. I haven't seen the setup of Remy, but I think, Scott, you went back. I think you're the one who told me this. You kind of peeked around back there. Or somebody else did, and they said that there is, like, there's physical queue space back there, and there's a lot of it. So if you have a limited capacity hard ticket event, I don't know why you wouldn't just run it as a standby, you know, attraction.
It could be a good way to...
Right.
It depends on how tickets are selling too. And if they're not selling very well, then they might start advertising that too. Like, hey, guess what? We're going to have the new attraction open for the after party for Wine and Dine. I don't know. But
yeah.
I think it would be smart to have it open.
Fingers
crossed. I've been to some of those and they're pretty busy. I will say, I think a lot of the focus is on the food booths though. Not so much the attraction. So I'm very curious to see what they're going to do. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I didn't either. I totally, because the thing is, well, the party used to be, I've only run Wine and Dine one time since it switched to a morning race, because the way it used to work in the initial days of the Wine and Dine race weekend, you would finish the half marathon that night. It finished, because I think it went off at like 10 or something, 10:30. And so you would finish the race at about 1 o'clock in the morning-ish. Was it that late?
No, maybe it didn't start off that late. It was more like 8 o'clock. Or
was
9 o'clock.
It? I can't remember. It felt like it was like 1 in the morning when I got done. It was so
hot. The last time we did because we were delayed forever.
That's true. So, but by the time you got to the party, there was, this is where the party's actually better now because, like, I mean, it was fun to be there super late at night, but really the only thing you would do is go to a couple food booths, get something to eat, and usually ride like one ride, like Test Track Soarin', and you're out of there because you're exhausted. This way you get a little chance to clean up, go back. And so I think it's going to be more of a fun party. But yeah, I hope Ratatouille's open. I didn't even think of that. I love this because I didn't even consider that. But if they don't, that's a missed opportunity by Disney because that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the case too. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, Scott.
I was just going to say, like, I'm the only one in my family running the half marathon. I don't have my wife and daughter with me. But, like, if it's known that, you know, the Ratatouille might be open, that might get me
right
to buy two more tickets, you know?
Yeah, right. So that'd be the case for a lot of people. How much are those tickets for extra people? Like $50 or more?
$89.
Oh, man.
No,
$89. It should be open. If you're paying $89 to get into the park, honestly, it should be open. I mean, at that point, yes. It's not like it's a little, one-off kind of thing.
Right. Because, I mean, if that's the only ride we get to ride that entire time, like, it'll be worth it.
Yeah, but you're good. I mean, yeah. Jennifer thinks it's going to be open in the live chat, too. The more I think about this, at $89, okay. If you're charging people, it's... You can't punish people because there's no way to get into a virtual queue. Like, you need to give people... I mean, so what? The party goes, you can get in at 5? What time is it over? 11? Midnight? I don't even know. I forgot about the party.
I don't remember.
But, like... It might be all you do at the party, too.
Well, I think the party, for some reason, I want to say, like, the party technically doesn't start until 9, but I may be wrong.
So the party
because
like
I remember being surprised, like, oh, they let you in at 5? Wow, that's pretty early if it doesn't start until later, but I may be wrong.
Yeah, Wade's even saying everything. I think everything should be open, especially that price point.
I think everything should be open too, but I would just expect to still wait a long time.
Oh, you'll wait forever. Yeah, you're right. You might be waiting 2.5
that
hours.
That might be all you do at the party.
That'd be pretty. I mean, I've heard it's pretty cool, so whatever. I want to ride it. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a good question.
Right, me too.
So now you said this is your first in-person Run Disney event. So what are you most excited for?
Yes.
These things... You really have to experience it before you really know what you're getting yourself into. And Scott and I have done a ton of these at this point, and they're a lot of fun. But going in as a first timer, like, what are your thoughts on it? What are you looking at?
I don't know. I'm really excited to do it with my husband because I didn't think that he would want to go along. And it kind of started as like our 10-year anniversary, celebration last year for Wine and Dine 2020, we were signed up for that. So we're like, oh, we're going to do this together. It'll be our anniversary, and then that was canceled. So I think, this year, is kind of a makeup for last year, not being able to do it, but I'm hoping like everybody else, he gets really into it and wants to, do it year after year. So I know I won't have a problem with it. I'm sure I'll love it. I had a torn meniscus in my knee when I was like 31. So I had to have a knee scope. I have plantar fasciitis, but I'm still like every, whether it's a mile or whether it's 11 miles, I come home and I, ice my knee, ice my foot. I don't know. I'm like killing myself in the process, but I'm so excited. And I really want to do it. And I want to, run them for, as long as I can physically. And yeah, I'm just excited to start, start it and then get hooked.
And you probably will.
As well.
I hope your husband does too, because it is more fun when your significant other's kind of supportive and in it with you. That's a ton of fun, but you're going to love it. I mean, I don't know, Scott can speak to this too, but one of the things that gets me excited about this whole thing is like when you arrive on the resort, even before you go to the expo, you can just see like people are runners. Like you see a lot of Hoka shoes, you see a lot of New Balance, and you hear people talking about their costumes, and there's an energy over these weekends. Not as much on the bus at 2:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, but it's exciting when the bus drops you off and everybody's walking through the Epcot parking lot at 4:30 in the morning. But then in the distance, there's a DJ playing on a big stage and people are making announcements. It's unlike any other way to see Disney. And I know you're going to have a good time because you've heard about it a lot on the podcast, but man, I just hope you have a
blast. Oh, for sure.
It's so much. So, Scott, what would you, advice would you give Crystal on this, the first-time runner?
I mean, you might have a bedtime set in mind because you know you're going to have to wake up early for these races, but just know darn well that's probably not going to happen because you're just going to be either you're too pumped, like, oh, yeah, I can catch these fireworks and still make it to bed. Or what's going to happen is that you won't go – you will purposely miss out on the fireworks, and you'll just be laying in bed just thinking what you could be doing right now instead of just laying there, like, unable to sleep.
Best advice ever. Yep, because I was – right. When I run dopey, when I run dopey, I would go to bed, you know, because I go to bed early at home. I go to bed by, like, 10 o'clock. So I tell myself, okay, I'm going to be in bed at 8:30 before the full marathon. Like, cause it's just like, it's going to be a long day tomorrow. And the thing is, like, I just lay there in bed at Pop Century and all I hear is illuminations, fireworks. I hear the fireworks at the Magic Kingdom and I'm still awake at midnight cause I can't sleep anyway. So don't worry about sleeping the night before. You'll make it cause nobody sleeps before the races.
I feel like Taryn King has trained me for that. And I already kind of plan, like, yeah, I'll have no choice but to sleep after yes. I've showered and we're back from the race. So that's my plan. I don't want to miss out on anything. Even if it's just like walking around the resort or something, I just love, you know, being in Disney World, being at the resort during that time of the year. I believe it's our third time going in November. And I mean, it's kind of hit or miss with the weather. Once it was cooler when we went in July than it was when we went the following November, but it's just so nice. And it's, you know, I'm in Chicago, so it's going to be cold and may even be snowing by then. So I'll just be happy to get some warm weather. I'm excited.
Make sure you have backup alarms too.
Yes. No kidding. Like I always tell Scott, sure. If you haven't heard from me, call me by now.
Well,
like, if you haven't
seen me, Mike and Paige were actually knocking on my door once.
Right.
Like it was actually Wine and Dine. I slept through a Wine and Dine alarm.
Exactly. Dude. Are you alive? We got to go. Yes, it's not good.
We got to start a lizard phone tree or something.
We really should.
We should
always have a lizard
buddy. You need a buddy.
Me and Jocelyn did that for my first run Disney race. I did that with Jocelyn. We were like calling each other, like, "Are you awake? Are you awake?" So it's actually not a bad idea.
That's not. That is totally good advice. Because otherwise, I get a wake up call. Who gets a wake up call? But I do get a wake up call on those weekends, and then set my alarm like 3 times, 4 times. 10 times, whatever it is. So yeah, that's a good thing. Hey, real quick, you're up in Chicago. Order me some good weather for Chicago 10th for that Chicago marathon. I'm getting nervous. It's going to be hot. I know.
Oh goodness. I know. It should probably be fine. I mean, if it is hot, Mike, it'll be very, very odd, but it has happened. We've had like Halloweens that are like kids are sweating in their big old costumes. So we don't know. It's such a toss up in Chicago.
Yep.
But we'll be there cheering you.
Okay.
Cheering you on.
I'll be in the masses. I got my shoes I'm running in. I'll be in Mizzou black and gold Nikes. I got a second pair of these new Nikes. Because I was gonna get these really expensive Nikes that are like carbon fiber that all the elite athletes wear. And I'm like, those things were way expensive. And I'm like, that ain't gonna help me go any faster. I'm 47 and I'm just like steady. I'm not fast. I went for
legs. You're tall. You're tall. I probably won't see your shoes, but I'm sure I'll see your height. You're probably a lot taller than some of the people there.
Right. I'll be.
So we'll see that.
Totally. Totally. What were you gonna say, Scott?
I understand going to Mizzou, but like I thought for sure you're gonna try to just like wear like a Cardinals cap or a Cardinals shirt.
I'm thinking about it.
In Chicago.
I was thinking about it, but I mean, what if I go down? Yeah. Like nobody will help me. I was gonna wear my Molina jersey, right? I mean, because Chicago Cubs fans hate Molina. I was just gonna wear like Molina stuff, number 4 everywhere. But I'm like, man, what if like at mile 17, I'm laying in the ground? Like they won't even help me.
No.
Like I'll just be dead.
A White Sox fan will help you up, Mike. Don't worry.
Then they would just give me some crap afterwards.
We'll give you a hand.
I was like, I'll wake up. If I pass out, I'll wake up and I'll be like in Cubs pinstripes or something, laying in the middle of the road. I mean, they'll put me in like a Javi Baez jersey half price now, and all of a sudden I'll be a thumbs down in everybody. So yeah, I can't do that.
Oh man, they'd probably be more mad about that shirt, that jersey than your Molina one. So don't worry.
I have weird nightmares. I have weird nightmares. I don't want to wake up after mile 17 in a Javi Baez jersey in Chicago. I'm just like,
Oh. You know what, Mike, you brought up your shoes, and I remember an episode of Mike in the Midwest with the shoes, with the Hoka shoes, and I always look at people's shoes and what they're wearing at Disney. Like, no matter, I think ever since, like, I've had my foot issues, I want to see what comfy shoes people are wearing, and I'm just like, sometimes I get jealous about, like, you know, the cute sandals, because I'm right. Like, oh, I can't wear those, I can't wear flats, I have to, like, I walk around in, like, oofles, which are really hard to walk in if it's, like, raining or something. I have to bring, like, an extra pair of shoes, because, like, the rubber shoes just, like, slide and I'm falling all over the place. But, no, I always, you know, I think I had my Brooks before, and now I love Topos. I know Marlessa loves her Topos, too, so, but, no, I'm always looking at people's shoes, always. So, and I do see a lot of Hokas. It wasn't just you. I do notice a lot of Hokas. And it's not just running people. I think more people are just like, yeah, you know, one of the main things, like, don't wear uncomfortable shoes when you visit a Disney park because you're walking like 17 miles in a day. So
no, I agree. But yeah, I've seen them all over the place. And the thing is, I wear them too. I've probably had 5 pair of them, because they're great for if you're running a lot. Like, they're like running on big, you know, like big pillows. I mean, they're ugly. I mean, yeah. I think they're really ugly, because, I mean, they're good. Like, they're comfortable, because they're when I wear them, I'm like 8'7". They're so tall. But the thing is, like, I've seen all these people wearing them at Walt Disney World, and I think they're just smart, right? They are super comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Crocs. I mean, everybody wore Crocs, and those things were ugly. So, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. My first pair of Crocs were the Mickey Mouse ones. I got them at the Emporium on Main Street. Yeah, and I would always say, like, oh, gosh, Crocs are ugly. Why do people? But they're so comfy, and they're cute Mickey ones. So
I never have had Mickey ones. I know Scott has some Mickey ones. I don't have Mickey ones, but I just have, like, just brown ones from when they first came out. And this, you can't argue with them. They're comfortable. I wore them yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I don't like sandals or, like, flip-flops or anything. So, like, I always get Crocs for my pool shoes. That's why I wear to the pool. And those Mickey neon ones that are kind of like the lizard green, like, those are my favorite, almost like my favorite pair of shoes that I own. They're so awesome.
Those are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Crystal.
Yeah, those are cute. I saw those lizard green ones.
Those are cool. I should have got some of those. I should just get black ones. They have the black ones everywhere. But
they have black ones too. I have mine are white.
Yep. And then, of course, the girls have every shade upstairs. So they got them all. Well, hey, Crystal, we'll talk to you soon, and we'll get keep that training going, and it'll be November before you know it. We'll be down there together. And I'll be up in Chicago.
Sounds good. I'll see you guys.
Oh, my gosh. I'll be in October.
Oh, yeah.
It's only a month away. Oh, my. I got to start doing more than 13 miles. Okay.
Yeah.
I got to start getting ready.
You'll be fine. Don't worry.
All right. Take care, Crystal. All right. We'll see you later.
13 miles a day. You too, you guys. Right.
Talk to you
bye-bye.
Soon.
See you
later. Bye-bye. All right,
so you know how I usually wear polos, like, all the time, right?
Right,
you know
right.
That, Mike? So I've been running in polos lately, which is kind of weird.
Oh,
but
that kills me.
I need Ben to make me, like, a lizard polo
that
shirt.
That would be so sweet. That'd be so sweet. Like, you're going to a semi-formal business attire. Like, oh, I'm just wearing a lizard shirt.
And then, like, and I'm going to run in this afterwards, after this meeting.
Oh, man, dude. I have to have, who cares? But, like, when I run, it has to be, like, that dry fit stuff. Like, I cannot wear anything cotton because it just sticks.
But there's dry fit polos, like Nike, like all my golf shirts.
Oh, yeah,
like a golf.
I didn't think, yeah, golf
so
shirt.
That's what I'm saying. I think I'm going to look for, like, that color somehow, like a Nike one, and have Ben somehow, like, put the lizard logo on there. Like, that's my strategy.
All right, let's get the last call. Alfred's been trying to get it, so let's get Alfred in. Oh, he just hung up. Hang on. Let's see if we give him one more chance to get back. He's been trying all night, and we've had folks on the line.
All right,
I think that's it. All right, Alfred, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you been?
Pretty good. Hanging in there.
Good deal. Say hello to Scotty G.
Hey, Alfred.
Hey, Scotty. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Glad I don't have to work tomorrow. I'm golfing tomorrow instead of working. It sounds so much better.
Lucky dog.
Yeah. It's a little hard to hear you for some reason.
To hear me?
Barely.
Let me see. Well, so what you got going on?
Even Mike.
Well, let's see. Let me check the sound.
So, well, I wanted to talk about first the kite tails because I can't believe you bashed that.
I might like it. It just, for some reason, I think it's that theater. Mm-hmm. It's got me. I don't know. Like, that's been the place where bad things
that's
happen.
The point. That's the point. Rivers of Light was horrible. It didn't bring anything interesting. now they revamped it in a way, and it sounds so cool.
Now, if they have jet skis, which it sounds like they're going to have the jet skis from Epcot forever. I mean, that's basically, come on, uh-huh. connect the dots. That's where the jet ski drivers are.
Yes, they use the kite from that.
That's exactly right. Like, we have half the show already. Yeah. We just need a few more. We're good.
But yeah. I like the idea that the show, like, the bottom, there's two levels of that show. The bottom part is going to be Little Mermaid. What else did I say?
I think Nemo. Like, you're talking about the sea animals.
Nemo.
Yeah, I get you going, yeah.
Yeah. And the top level is Jungle Book and Lion King. And that's going to be the kites.
I swear I see a figment that picture, though, that they did for the artist rendering. It looks like there's a figment. How would a figment work in Animal Kingdom? I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
I am dead looking at a figment in that picture.
Yeah, I didn't notice figments. So
purple. I don't know. We'll see.
But I think it's going to be really good. I'm excited about it.
I hope it is. Yeah. So, yeah,
and
I'm in.
I was thinking about this. I'm like, they need to bring back some old shows.
Yes. Spectrum Magic.
And I'll give you the first one. You know this one from Tarzan
Magic.
Rock.
Oh, dude, I could still get. I still have my inline skates. Sign me up. I'm in the show. I used to skate. I was all over the country.
Well,
let's do it.
I thought that was the best show. I never missed it when I went.
Scott's a drummer. Scott could be. The drummer was like right in the middle. Dude, I could jump over Scott on the ramps. We're halfway home.
An official show of it.
And Alfred will put on a loincloth and he'll be Tarzan. We've already got the show blocked.
Oh, right. Loincloth. Yeah, right.
Go. Tarzan. Alfred's Tarzan. I'm the guy
I
on the skates.
I put the Turk costume on. And the second show, which was phenomenal, was Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I never saw that show. And I've never seen that movie.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
People did like that. That was at the studios, right? That was kind of on the back,
Kind
of over by Streets of America. Yeah, we walked past it a bunch.
Yeah. My friend even loved it. And he's not a Disney person, but he went and saw it and said that's the best show they have.
Okay, let me ask you this, because we were just on that cruise, and we did a bunch of Disney trivia, Disney music trivia, all that stuff. And they played a lot of Hunchback from Notre Dame music.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to watch Notre Dame football tonight, by the way, after the show.
I got the over tonight, so let's hope for a high-scoring game.
I love it. We'll see. Anyway, is that movie, like, terribly sad? Because all the songs from that movie, I've never seen it, but, I mean, that just from the music, it sounds... Mallory said that on the cruise. She's like, that movie must be super sad because every song they play from it sounds like it's going to make me cry. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
like, it's so
very
sad.
Dark.
Okay, that's why I haven't seen
it. It's a very dark show.
Yeah.
But I love the song, God Bless the Outcast.
That was the one I lost on, by the way, on the cruise. I didn't know the name of that song. I would have won.
Oh, my God. What a song.
That was
so sad.
Yeah, that was the song. I was like, I've heard it. Yeah. I have no idea what it's called.
Yeah. It's just amazing, though. Yep. And Frollo, I wanted to pull his heart out. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
The way he treated
Quasimodo?
Hunchback.
Yeah, Quasimodo. See, look at that. I'm busting out some knowledge on you, Quasimodo.
There you go,
I just know that from Notre Dame football. See?
So the other thing I need to say is regarding the annual pass.
Okay, what you got on that? Because you only have one choice.
Yes, it's expensive.
Yep.
Okay. I would definitely choose the top level. And I would pay for the photos. You know, you're paying $1,300 already. What's another $100?
That's what Disney wants you to say. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
That's what they want to hear.
Yeah.
Let's mark that.
Do you have one already?
Yeah, I have one. I've had one for a decade at least. Yeah, I've had one for 10
years.
Yeah.
You're going to get a discount anyway.
If you renew. Yeah,
that's true.
To renew.
So
like people during the pandemic, when they said, oh, we'll give you your money back, and the people that did that were fools.
Well, it depended on your circumstances. Some people lost their jobs, and I mean, you know, it's...
Yeah, but you've already bought that path.
Yeah, but a lot. I knew people that the money was super tight.
Extending the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just kind of depends on when your next trip is going to be too. Right. Like it may not have worked. You know,
if you lost your job and you weren't going to be going back for the foreseeable future, I mean, I would have cashed out too and just you know put that towards rent or something. But yeah, I get it. If you were going to if you didn't lose your job and you were going to go back, you're right. You probably wanted to keep it.
Yeah. Right, and I did, and I made out on it because I had to renew in order to get my October 1st park reservation.
Right.
So I renewed already. I just have to get my actual pass when I go down.
Yep.
But it's there. The certificate is there.
Yep.
I paid. And through DVC, I got a nice discount.
And DVC deserves that. I need to get in on that pie.
Mm-hmm. I think it was like $800, $850 with tax or something.
Not bad. But you know the discount.
To renew.
You know the discount I got on my last annual pass, right?
$10.
Don't share that one, Mike.
I am sharing it. My family got our annual passes renewed for free, all four of them.
How?
This is total. I've talked about this on the podcast. It was total luck. We went up to the outside window at Disney's Hollywood Studios to renew our passes because we knew we had to renew them on that trip. We went up and we
did it not go through the system.
No, it was totally legal. So the girl working the window, it was her last day of her college program or of her.
No,
yes, it was, and we were her last guest. So we were the last transaction she was going to make.
Moment.
And so she said, we're talking to her. We're excited. We're like, yeah, you know, she's asking for annual pass. What do we like? And we're told, you know, we love coming. We were from St. Louis, blah, blah. She's like, hang on. I want to make some magic. I'm like, okay. I thought I was getting like a Mickey bar or something.
Right.
Like, yes, I'm getting a Mickey bar or something. I'm getting like a stuffed Mickey or something.
Instead, bought like 50 Mickey bars.
She came back. They almost had to call the EMTs. I almost had a heart attack because I know how much those things are.
Yeah, like, I would.
They almost had to pick me up and just drag me back to the hotel. It was crazy because I was like, we got a picture with her. I'm like, what's your address? We're sending you a Christmas card for the rest of our life. No, I didn't ask her that because that would have just been crazy.
Yeah, right.
But it was just like, I mean, we were like, thank you. It was just, you know, you can't ever expect that. But I almost had, seriously, I almost had a heart attack. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So see, I feel like I owe, you know, so
you
I can't complain.
Now.
Right.
You have to pay it back in some way.
Yes, exactly. That's it.
I've gotten some accidental magic.
I got an idea. We'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah. Go ahead, what'd you get, Scott?
I was just saying, I've had some accidental magic happen recently, which is why I'm booking like all deluxe rooms right now. Like I'm making sure Disney gets my money back.
That's it. We all have to give it back. You know, that's exactly it. Totally.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. I think Mike has to pay it back.
I do. Hey, trust me. I tried. Hey, here's how I look at it. I've spent a lot of money doing this podcast. Now the patrons help us. Trust me. That is getting us through. But for the 10 years or 11, actually 12 years before we did a Patreon,
you actually just
there's a lot of money
out.
Every month I write a check for. So
yeah.
Disney,
yeah.
You're welcome. I mean, I love doing it, but come on now. Now let's call it.
Yeah. But if you add it up, it's true.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's fine.
Yeah. And now you have us patrons and we're
absolutely.
So happy to help you.
I appreciate that. That covers our hosting bandwidth and all the stuff that we need to do the show. And that makes it so much.
And when things get better, maybe you can change things again, you know, but for now I feel, and I'm sure everyone else in this community feels that, without this podcast and the great things you do, we wouldn't last a day if you had to shut down.
Oh, I appreciate that. I wouldn't last a day without the show because I love this. Like I know Sunday night it's time to grab Taco Bell and take calls. That's my favorite because we get.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I haven't been on lately, but just one thing after another. One weekend you're not on, then the next weekend I'm not around. You know,
you gotta sync.
Last week I was actually in Vegas. So
you're a world traveler. That's where Scott needs to be.
Yeah.
All right. I know. I went for
I didn't really gamble either.
Oh, you were there for Debbie Gibson.
Concert.
Yeah, that's right. You were there for Debbie Gibson. That's right. Yeah. You were shaking your love. That's right. I forgot about
it. Oh, my God. Was I ever? I saw three out of the four shows.
I have some great video of Mike on our last trip this summer in the rental car singing Debbie Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
Tune.
That's right. I do. I was singing my heart out to some Debbie Gibson in the car. We'll have to find that video. Yeah.
Yeah, find it. Yeah. I saw three out of the four shows.
Nice.
And the fourth day, I did the meet and greet.
So you met Debbie Gibson. Like, did you shake her hand or something, or how'd that work?
Oh, yeah. I know her. I walked. And they started with a Q&A, and then we went out to get our picture taken, and I went in, and she knew me instantly. She says, "Hello, Alfred, how are you?"
Dude, everybody knows you in our podcast community, and Debbie Gibson knows you. That is ridiculous. Debbie Gibson.
The best.
Oh my God!
And then because you performed with Joey McIntyre from New Kids,
oh man,
she turned to him and said, "Joey, do you know Alfred?"
And you should have been like, "I got the right stuff."
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, and he goes, bad. "No." Well, and she goes, "He's one of my biggest fans," or something to that effect. And he's wonderful. All this stuff.
Oh, you're killing! Wow, awesome. I can't wait to tell my wife this story when I go upstairs because she's making.
Yeah, you have to.
She's making a birthday cake for my father-in-law for his birthday tomorrow. So yeah, wow. Good story.
My father-in-law's birthday's today, Mike.
Is it? Yeah. Well, we celebrate three birthdays tomorrow. It's my father-in-law, sister-in-law, and mother-in-law. Yeah, it's all three
That's
tomorrow.
Funny.
It's not. They're all this week, but we do them on Labor Day. We consolidate.
Okay. Yeah.
Today's always his dad's birthday.
I just had a blast. With it, and she did a lot of the new music. It was really fun.
That's so awesome. I used to love Debbie Gibson.
Yeah,
today.
I'm gonna send you some video.
Yeah, please do. I gotta see.
I have the whole show.
Well, I don't need the whole show. Just give me a highlight. Little foolish. I'm singing.
Yeah,
foolish
I don't
beat,
think
pretty
you
sure.
want 2 hours.
No, I don't have time. But I was singing "Foolish Beat" in the car. That was my song. That was the jam.
Oh, I love that song.
Good song.
She did do that one, by the way.
Oh, good stuff.
And you were on stage with her, right? She's like, "I now want to bring up my best friend Alfred onto the stage,
singing back up."
I was Alfred. Dancing though the whole night.
So, I tweeted today, my dad's because today is a Young MC's birthday. That's saying "Bust a Move."
Okay.
My dad
yes,
is
Bust a Move.
My dad, who is 67, he'll be 68 next week or next month. He is good friends with Young MC. Now, that is something when I was in high school, I never thought would come out of my mouth. It's only because my dad does the Rams radio, and Young MC is a huge Rams fan. And so he's always in the radio booth. And so my dad and him, for some reason, like, they hit it off. Like, my dad has his phone number in his phone. I'm like, you do not. He's like, right. And I forget what his real name is. He's like, that's Young MC. I'm like, shut up.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I'll call him. I'm like, don't call him.
I wish I had Debbie's in my phone.
Anyway.
So one last thing before we hang up. I did not know Remy's was a virtual.
It is. Q.
Way in.
Yep.
Yeah, virtual Q. Is it going to be like Rise of the Resistance?
So from what I've been told, it's going to have multiple, and they're stressing multiple drop times throughout the day. So I think it'll be at the beginning of the day, mid-morning, mid-afternoon, probably, late.
So do we have
evening.
A chance, then?
I would say most people, and this is going to be a higher capacity attraction, way higher capacity than Rise. I would say most people that want to get in are going to get in. They just want everybody bottled up back there. I don't think this is going to be a Rise situation. I think this is going to be more of a management situation where they just don't want to have a ton of people back there.
Because it's so tight back there.
You'll be able to do it more than once, too.
Yeah, you might be able to. Yeah, you might be able to do it early and then later. And I think here's the thing. I think what it is, too, real quick, is that they're going to be using more of these virtual queues. They've already said that. And this is kind of the step. Rise was like out of necessity. They didn't want to have a 9-hour line. I don't think Ratatouille would have that after a first month or two. But the thing is, they have to get people used to the system. So they got to do it with this attraction. It's the next big new attraction. Get people used to it.
Yeah.
Then they can use it on Guardians, and they can use it on Tron, and it'll be second nature. It'll be just like something.
And
like
they will be.
I'm sure.
They will be.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, I'm concerned, though, about this, you know, with the lightning pass and all this other stuff that they're implementing. It's really freaking me out because they just want the money, it feels like.
Yeah, but people, I mean, and we'll see who pays.
I'm sorry to say, I've seen this. People are saying Chipak has to resign.
Oh, yeah, everybody's saying that. There's that hashtag. Yep.
Yeah. And you know what? I agree with that. Because he's kind of making it all about the money and taking all the fun out of Disney, in my opinion.
It's a business.
Even though it's still fun. But yeah. You have to think about, oh, what am I going to do? Am I paying for this ride? Am I paying for that one? Am I not? You know?
It's, they got a lot of money to make.
The only good thing.
I mean, they lost a.
Yeah.
They lost a lot.
I get it. But they've been doing this now pretty consistently. You know, raise the ticket prices, and that's it. And just move on.
We'll see because again,
they will make the money back.
If the guest satisfaction drops, like, you know, plummets, they're going to have to change things.
Right.
If guest satisfaction goes up, we'll see. That's the thing is,
I can get a hotel room like almost any all these weekends I'm looking for. Like, there's like no availability. Right. So, like, I feel like the satisfaction is there. People are going.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
Yeah, regardless of what they're paying.
Right. There's pent up demand right
and
now. We'll see how this shakes out.
That
in 18
worries
months.
Me because they're gonna keep saying, "Oh, look at we're making all this money. Let's get some more." People are going to keep coming.
But that's how, I'm not trying to defend it because I would rather go back to 10 years ago with just regular FastPass Plus, and I loved that system because I was good at it. It was included. Mm-hmm. That's where I would like to be as a fan. But
yeah.
I mean, I get it. Like I buy, you know, I'm an Apple fan. I use an iPhone. I have a MacBook Air because it's the cheapest, you know, it's the cheapest Mac computer you can get, but it works great. And the thing, I have an Apple Watch. And the thing is, I could get another, you know, a mobile phone. I could get a different laptop. All those things would be cheaper.
Yeah.
But I like Apple because it just works. Like, everything works. And so I'm in their walled garden, and I got to pay a premium. It's just one of those things. It's how business is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I feel Apple just sucks you in. Once you have it, you can't do anything else.
Because everything works so easy. But, you got to keep everything Apple.
Yeah.
Disney's the same way. Like, with us, us three right here, we're good at going to Disney. We know how to get everything. We know how everything works. We know the hotels. We know the races.
Right.
We know all this stuff. So they've kind of got us. There's a point where if you stretch it too far, though, that rubber band will break, and they got to watch that. You know, some people will walk away.
Yeah.
But they're going to test it. They're going to put a little strain on it and see what happens.
Right. And, like, people tell me I shouldn't be going. That I go too much, I shouldn't go. I should really focus on my finances. I can't do that. That's just not possible. I try to focus on the finances, but I have to do my Disney.
Yep.
Like, I'm already thinking New Year's. What am I going to do? You know, it's tough.
Everybody's got to make their own decisions. What's best for them. That's what I said.
Yeah. And like, I'm willing to go for as much as I can.
Yep.
But people can't understand that.
Yeah,
but that's how it is.
I hear you. I hear it sometimes too. All right. Hey, Alfred, we got to run though, because it's a quarter after the hour and I was supposed to be done 15 minutes ago. So. Next week though, we'll get you in there sooner. We had a lot of calls rolling in all at the same time.
Yeah, no, I was having problems. It wasn't going through.
No, I saw it. It was coming through. That's just that there was always somebody on the other
line.
It was? Yeah, somebody was on the other line though every time.
Oh,
so.
See, it rang once, and then on my phone it said calling.
Oh, it looked normal. I saw your name pop up.
But it was dead. There was nothing. Oh, really?
I'll reboot the computer for next week. It hasn't been rebooted in ages. That could have been the problem.
Yeah.
It's old.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey,
I thought there was a problem that you weren't seeing me. That's why I said that.
No, I saw you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, hey, have a good week, and we'll talk next week. Have a good Labor Day.
All right. Are you on tomorrow or no?
Yes, we are doing tomorrow. We all decided we don't have any great. Well, I'm doing a barbecue, but I'll be back by then. So yeah, 4:30. Well, 5:45. Normal time.
5:45. I'll be there.
Normal time. Yep, we'll be there tomorrow. All right, see you, Alfred. Have all, right,
have,
all right.
See have you a later. Good Labor Day.
You too. Take it easy. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. Boop. He's saying bye. Sorry, I hit the button.
I think I heard him saying bye. Scott.
He said bye, Debbie Gibson. Enjoy McIntyre.
That story was wild, man. That was awesome.
I was just picturing it all in my head. That's great. And he was in Vegas. That was awesome. All right. Well, hey, we got to roll because we are a little bit long. We apologize for going long. Lots to talk about this week. Thanks for the great calls. We'll be back again next Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Carve that time out. Join us. We love taking your calls, talking about whatever you want to talk about on the podcast. And it's so much fun. Wait, is 29 through 6. I'm trying to do the math in my head. Is that good or bad, Scott?
That's less than 5 a hole, so I think he's doing all right.
That's exactly what I was thinking too. I was trying to do it while I'm talking.
I think you're doing all right, Wade.
I think he's rocking. All right.
So, the bar 3 course.
Okay, good. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for that next Disney trip, just check them out. All the great trip planning tools over at the Magic for Less .com. Use that Amazon affiliate link when you can. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thanks to our patrons for allowing us to do all this and talk to our great community all around the world. Check out all the details over at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestmike. I'd love to talk to you this week at brguestpod as well for Instagram and Twitter. Check out Scott at epscott. And at Palm Trees of Disney. Anything else going on this week, Scott, before we get out?
No, just I got another high school marching band game coming up. So excited about that. Our football team has scored one touchdown in 2 games. So it's all about the marching band, baby.
They're like, we want to play the fight song more. You got
to
score.
Exactly. We've only been able to play the fight song once.
We need to get Emily to come to our high school. We were 42-0 at halftime the last week. We won 45-0 the week before.
She was seeing all of your posts on Instagram. She's like, dang, Mike's that song, high school like in their town is good.
That song was burned in my head. Just do, because it starts off slow. Do, 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 do. It's like, oh, God, we scored again.
Apparently, like, they weren't even going to have a football team this year. Like, there just weren't, like, enough kids. Like, football is just not big for this school district, apparently. But the marching band still would have done something. I don't know what they would have done. They would have gone to other teams' games or what, but.
A little lacrosse. But,
yeah. So hopefully we'll put some more points on the board this week.
Yeah. Every week's a new, you try to go 1-0 every week. That's the philosophy. All right. We'll check in with you. Okay. Don't forget, we got the shows Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Check those out as well. We're going to get out of here and wish you a great Thursday. If you're checking it out on the feed, happy Sunday night to everybody checking us out live. We'll see you next week. So for Scott, I'm Mike, wishing you a great week. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.